local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a minute. Dense fog advisory in effect, and possible showers for our area. And did you see the heavy-duty rain that went to our north yesterday? Washington County, Clark County, tornado warnings. Actually, I think they probably had it looks like they had a tornado touchdown up there. We'll talk more about that with Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. 69 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, looks like we've got a big hazard at Farnell Street and Gossett. A pipe is broken.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, looks like we've got a big hazard at Farnell Street and Gossett. A pipe is broken. The water is starting to flood the streets, so be careful. State troopers on the scene at Spice Pond and Haggerty Lane. A car left the roadway and struck a tree. It very foggy. Less than a quarter mile visibility in Mobile and Pensacola, mostly along the south of I-10 as well. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Shell Road South. The IRS problem solvers in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local Mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
6.09 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. I'm Sean Sullivan. That's Dalton Orwig.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's me.
Hey, you. Dr. Bill Williams on the way in just a few. Yeah, some pretty unsettled weather, just nasty weather, actually, to Washington County, Clark County, a swath up there yesterday evening. Wasn't bad down in our neck of the woods, but it looks like it's coming. Dr. Bill will give us a timeline on that at around 6:35. Also coming up this morning, Quinn Hillier joins us coming up after 8 when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. And it was interesting because all eyes on the first primary in the nation, New Hampshire, old Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch.
Which is what the reason this place gets attention, let me tell you, they'll say it's the first in the nation to vote in a primary. Now, it's because immature broadcasters like myself all over the country like to point out Dixville Notch. Because yeah. It's completely okay word, but it just sounds like there should be something naughty about it. But
I've never heard of Dixville Notch.
Well, Dixville Notch is going to be the focus of a lot coming up today as we discuss what happened in the New Hampshire primaries. And Bloomberg, who one there in Dixville Notch was in Alabama yesterday. So we'll talk about Bloomberg, the money man, and a little more on this coming up in just a second from Westwood One. Also in sports.
Tua Tagovailoa had a huge milestone in his recovery from a fractured hip yesterday. I'll give you the results on that. And we've got the latest AP Top 25 poll. Interesting to see where Auburn ended up in that poll.
All right, check that out in a second. Plus, Citronelle saying that crime is down in Citronelle. They got the numbers out. We'll talk a little bit about what's going up, going on in North Mobile County. Plus, check in the other end of the county in the city of Mobile as Mobile City Council meeting today as they're getting ready for, international celebrations of our giant Mardi Gras tree. That and some other city business. Get to that coming up. Now, Steve Kastenbaum talking New Hampshire primaries.
As the Democratic candidates wrapped up their final campaign events, thousands of people filled UNH's arena in Durham for what was part rally, part concert. The warm-up speakers for Bernie Sanders included actress and one-time candidate for New York Governor Cynthia Nixon.
Bernie's counting on you. Turn out tomorrow and do him proud.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got to introduce the Vermont senator.
Are you all ready for a political revolution in New Hampshire tomorrow?
Bernie Sanders appeared confident that he would come out on top when the votes were tallied.
Let us have the largest voter turnout in the history of the New Hampshire primary. Let's win this thing. Let's transform America.
He tore into President Trump, who held his own rally at an arena in Manchester Monday night.
The American people, no matter what their political views may be, are sick and tired of a president who is a pathological liar, who is running a corrupt administration, who is a bully and a vindictive person.
When he was done speaking, the band The Strokes took to the stage. Monday began with the release of polls taken over the weekend that showed a change in the standings for the candidates.
So as you've probably heard, we're on a bit of a surge.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar speaking to an enthusiastic crowd at Exeter Town Hall.
I woke up this morning to two post-debate polls that showed that I was number three.
She had her supporters laughing as she took shots at President Trump.
I truly think that he will have to debate, but let's say he will. And if he doesn't, I'll just call him a chicken, so it's fine.
The latest polls also set up the possibility for Joe Biden to finish in fifth behind Warren and Klobuchar. Both Sanders and Buttigieg continued to poll higher than the rest. Steve Kastenbaum in New Hampshire.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Spanish Fort is looking for a new police chief for the second time in less than 3 months. Chief Kenny Hall took over for retired Chief David Edgar late last year. We're working to find out why he's leaving after only a few weeks on the job. The open position is posted on the city's website. A Democratic presidential hopeful made a stop in Alabama on Monday. Mike Bloomberg spoke to voters in Montgomery. Most Democratic contenders are campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of today's primary, but Bloomberg said he wanted to focus on red states that often elect Republican candidates. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Across America, George Soros is spending spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now, she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Tua hits a milestone in his recovery from a fractured hip. LSU replaces Broyles Award winner Joe Brady. And Auburn stays steady in the latest AP Top 25 basketball poll. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was an important day in the recovery process for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he prepares to enter the NFL. Tua had a CT scan 3 months after fracturing his hip in Alabama's 38-7 win over Mississippi State. The diagnosis was as, quote, positive as possible, according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. Rappaport tweeted yesterday that the hip fracture has healed, the hip and its range of motion is good, and that it'll likely be another month before Tua's cleared for football activities as expected. He continued that if Tua's health continues this way, the expectation is for a very good medical exam at the Combine. The scouting Combine is set to begin on February 24th. Tua will interview with teams during Combine week and is hoping to be healthy enough to work out for teams in a pro day prior to the NFL draft in April. LSU has found their replacement for passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who left the Tigers last month to join the Carolina Panthers coaching staff in the NFL. Longtime NFL coach Scott Linehan is reportedly headed to Baton Rouge to take over as the new passing game coordinator. The 56-year-old most recently served as Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator from 2015 to 2018 and the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator from 2009 to 2013. He was head coach for the St. Louis Rams for just over two seasons. Linehan will work alongside LSU offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger with the defending national champions. In NFL news, Phillip Rivers and the LA Chargers have officially split ways, and the veteran quarterback is set to enter free agency for the first time in his 16-year career. Rivers, who was born in Dothan, played high school ball at Athens High School, hasn't missed a planned start in his 16 seasons with the Chargers. He's sixth in NFL history in career passing yards and touchdown passes. We're 1 month away from conference tournaments in basketball. This week, not much changed in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. Baylor remains ranked first after gathering 48 of 64 first-place votes. Number 2 Gonzaga had 15 first-place votes, and number 3 Kansas had 1. Undefeated San Diego State is ranked 4th, and Louisville tops the ACC at number 5. Dayton's ranked 6th, Duke 7th, Florida State 8th, Maryland 9th, and Seton Hall comes in at number 10. The biggest surprise to me was that Auburn remains ranked 11th for the second week in a row, even after beating Arkansas and a ranked LSU over the past week. Kentucky moved up 3 spots to number 12. LSU had the biggest drop of any team this week, falling from 18th to 25th. No other SEC teams received any votes. Michigan State, who began the season ranked first, dropped out of the poll after a 3-game losing streak. And in ranked games last night, number 1 Baylor beat Texas 52-45 for the Bears' 21st straight Big 12 victory. That's one short of the conference record set by Kansas back in 1997. Number 7 ranked Duke beat number 8 Florida State 70-65. And number 24 Texas Tech routed TCU 88-42. In a busy night in the NBA, Toronto beat Minnesota 137-126 to extend the Raptors' win streak to a franchise record 15 games. Atlanta fell to Orlando 135-126. The Lakers beat Phoenix. The Heat beat the Warriors. Denver took down San Antonio. Utah got past Dallas. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, and Charlotte also picked up wins. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, guys, pick your brain for a second here on this. So why does Auburn not break the top 10?
I believe, and last night we talked with Auburn color commentator, former Auburn coach Sonny Smith, and while I didn't ask him that question directly, it seems like a lot of people believe that Auburn is winning on luck in some of these games. They've fallen behind early in a ton of games this year, and some people think they don't have the talent
to move up. So they do factor that in.
They do, and I'm not sure they should. I think it depends on how you finish.
So it's not just the score, it's how you got there.
Yeah, it's how you got there. So Auburn's got some work to do, but there's plenty of time left in the season. And really, it doesn't matter where you are in the rankings. It matters that you make it into the big tournament and then what you do once you make it there. And we saw last year, Auburn did pretty well once they got into March Madness.
Darn right. All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill and get traffic from Kane coming up next.
If your job requires transporting people or cargo indoors or out, see the Yamaha UMAX Rally Utility Cart from Cart Doctor. Limitless customization, an easy dump bed, professional automotive-style dash, an 800-pound bed capacity, and tows up to 1,500 pounds. Industrial sites, farms, campuses, or large property owners, or just the do-it-yourselfer, the UMAX simply makes your job easier. Call Cart Doctor today about their rental fleet program, including service, parts, and maintenance to make your job more efficient and cost-effective. Cart Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
From the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, do have some issues there at Farnell Street and Gosson. A pipe is broken. They've got water starting to flood the street, so be careful there. State troopers on the scene at Spice Pond and Haggerty Lane, where a car hit the roadway, and again, a decent amount of fog, less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, including the Bayway. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can find the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, we're going to dig in and get some more details there because you hear that flooding and people think that's actually because of a water main, the flooding going on here. Now, around the state, different story. Flooding from the rain, and the river flood. Those that watch have concerns along the Mobile River. Barry Steen plant reading as I checked it last night before drifting up to sleep. It's off the chart at 11.6 feet. So if you're along the river, you know what that means. If you've got Mobile River interest, if you on the Alabama, yeah, Claiborne readings high, Leroy for the Tom Bigby.
How abnormal is that, 11.6 feet?
It's not anymore. I mean, it's high. It got as high as almost 14 last year, which was big flood. But it's on its way. What I'm saying is 11.6 and goes off the chart, and we got all the rain up there last night. We're supposed to get more rain, says Dr. Bill, tonight, tomorrow. We'll get more from him coming up in just about 10 minutes. All right, give you a heads up here about the folks that keep the Sullivan House spick and span and also give us a lot of time back in our schedule, which we obviously need with the amount of homework that's given to our children. It's a whole other story. The maids, they're referred for a reason. I have so many reasons to refer you to the maids.
You come through our house and look at everything from the baseboards to the ceiling fans, the clean that's there, the detail that Shelby and the crew, we have a crew that comes in from the maids to our house, and Shelby's a team leader, and she's great. And they come in, and they wipe shelves down, the curios on the cabinets, the handles on the refrigerator, the fan plate, just everything is clean. And we get that time back in our schedule. If you're spending 2-3 hours a week cleaning your house, get that back. You spend more time with family, more time doing what you do to make a living. Maybe your hobbies. Hey, get a hobby and do that and enjoy that time back in your life. It is a real treat to have the maid show up at our house. Let them do the same thing for you. Get a free estimate now by calling 344-6626. 344-6626. I know if you're riding down the road, can't write the number down, just Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County and you'll see their number, 344-6626. They'll come out and give you a free estimate right now. 344-6626 for the maids. All right. Dr. Bill's on the way. Also, I want to get into this story. It goes back to the rocket launch from the Iranians into Iraq.
Okay.
Remember this, of course, in the response to taking out the General Soleimani.
Right. We were all waiting for the response.
Right.
That was the response.
And this is interesting looking at this in retrospect, because it seemed to me that the Iranians, because people said, oh, well, they're just not good at shooting their missiles. That's why they missed the direct hits on the base. I said, yeah, no. This idea that just because they're not the United States, they don't know how to operate their weapons, I don't believe that is true. I said they were trying to save face without escalating the war anymore because they knew we'd stomp them. But the idea was there were no injuries to U.S. troops. And then we had a few the week after talk about that they had been transported, I think, to Germany, to VA facilities there for head trauma issues. Now, U.S. military says they've experienced over a 50% surge in cases of TBI after the missile attack on the Ain al-Assad military base last month, according to Reuters. Now, the president, remember President Trump, initially said there had been very little injuries and then said there were trauma headaches. But the Pentagon released a statement yesterday confirming 109 U.S. troops were diagnosed with mild traumatic brain injury. Reuters stated 76% of service members diagnosed with the condition have returned to duty. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Pentagon Press Secretary Alyssa Farah said, "We are grateful to the efforts of our medical professionals who have worked diligently to assure the appropriate level of care for our service members. But there's quite a few folks now diagnosed, another 50, with this TBI. We'll talk about this more coming up. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. Four people are in custody following a police chase on Interstate 65. That chase reached high speeds before the driver crashed in Pritchard, totaling the car. Security footage shows the suspect stealing the car from a home. You can find that footage on our website, WKRG.com. A 70-year-old woman was killed in a car crash last night in Milton. This happened near Berry Hill Road and Whispering Woods Drive. A second driver was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on. I'm Jessica Taloney.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne
for Alabama.
Bradley Byrne
for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age, why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap? It helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Voting is underway in New Hampshire's presidential primary with the action on the Democratic side. Midnight votes cast in several tiny villages gave a write-in win to former New York City Michael Bloomberg, who's not even on the ballot in one, and a strong showing by Senator Amy Klobuchar in another. With China's death toll from the coronavirus outbreak now over 1,000, the World Health Organization has convened a group of experts in Geneva to fast-track promising drugs to help slow the virus's spread. Still, the situation on board the quarantined Diamond Princess at Yokohama, Japan is tense, as Matt Rivers reports.
Officials say that anyone who's going to be testing positive for this coronavirus would have contracted this virus before the quarantine took effect. But still, if you're on board that ship, and we've talked to several people on board, it's a tense situation.
The Trump administration today holds the first of two public hearings on a proposal to scale back the landmark National Environmental Protection Act law, which spells out the nation's biggest environmental goals. The hearing is in Denver. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Sports betting operator William Hill and Viacom CBS Sports have agreed to a deal that would enable the gambling company to seek new customers among the media giant's audience. The deal is timed for the upcoming NFL season. William Hill agreed to pay CBS Sports a fee for access to its audience and sponsorships across CBS Sports content. The deal is aimed at getting CBS Sports users to download the William Hill betting app and put money into their betting accounts. The owner of Schick Razor Brands is withdrawing its nearly $1.4 billion deal to buy Harry's, a competitor in the men's shaving supplies market, after federal antitrust enforcers recently challenged the acquisition as offering consumers less choice. Edgewell Personal Care says it's disappointed by the Federal Trade Commission's decision and continues to disagree with its position. Edgewell says it's walking away because a prolonged court fight with the FTC would be distracting to management. On Wall Street, stock futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I want to talk about today's forecast, but let's go through yesterday afternoon and evening. I mean, Dalton and I are looking at pictures from up in Clark County. I know that friends of mine were in Washington County, in areas where we farm in Washington County, were calling about some really heavy-duty thunderstorms up there, and I think reports of tornadoes as well.
Yeah, there's a weather front that's stalled, really, across Alabama and Mississippi, and it has produced some thunderstorm activity down into southwest Alabama, but not to the coast. A lot of rain has been falling across central areas of Alabama and Mississippi, several inches of rain, and it's not over for that area. That stationary front now is going to be up there for, well, today and tomorrow. And then late tomorrow, it will move to the north as a warm front and move on up into Tennessee. And at the same time, a cold front will come out of Texas and sweep across Mississippi and Alabama on Thursday. And then that'll give us some cooler weather for Friday and into the weekend. So today, look for cloudy skies with areas of fog. And we'll see a few showers with temperatures in the 70s, around 75 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, areas of dense fog. We'll see about 62 for a low tonight, and a few scattered showers. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, dense fog in the morning, and then a few scattered showers developing in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm or two, and temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms, and there's a possibility we could see a severe thunderstorm or two. And that will all precede the cold front that will come through most likely Thursday morning. And so Thursday, we'll see some scattered showers and a little bit cooler to start, about 68. But then Thursday night, we'll be down to around 40 degrees. Friday, sunny, high in the upper 50s. And then Friday night, look for a low of about 37 to 38 degrees. And as for the weekend, it looks like the best day will be Saturday. Mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high in the low 60s, and a little better chance for some scattered showers on Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. So the best day, as I mentioned, the weekend looks like Saturday.
All right, so in the transition, so the worst of it should be Wednesday night into Thursday morning?
Right, Wednesday night and Thursday morning when the cold front approaches and eventually moves through, and that's where we could see some thunderstorm activity and the possibility of a few severe thunderstorms. It's a better chance for that upstate, as usual, through the central portion of Alabama, but there is a slight chance we could see some of that activity down here.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they've yet to get their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it's available. It's almost like you just, if you turn around and point one direction, you're going to be pointing at someplace that has it.
That's particularly the case with the Hancock-Whitney Banks here in the Mobile area and also in the Eastern Shore. And the folks at West Marine have copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and also Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road and Robert Moore Christmastown. Now, over in the Eastern Shore, if you're in the Fairhope area, Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate, and over at Robertsdale, we have copies of the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. You can always stop by, of course, Fox 10 or right here at 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with our update here. Weather-wise, and I'm going to, one of my buddies is heading up this morning up into northeast Washington County. We'll give us a report up there that looked like that was part of the track. Came close to our farm, I know. Yesterday evening, we'll see what kind of damage on the ground. We saw some, you were showing me some pictures out of Clark County, a tree down through a trailer home.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out exactly where that trailer home was, but a pretty devastating impact with the tree going straight through it. Fortunately, it looks like the homeowner was staying at her daughter's house at the time, so no injuries as far as that specific case concerned. But also, my former high school and elementary school, Clark Prep School, I guess, right there on 43 between Grove Hill and Thomasville, they had some trees down in the northbound lanes of 43. So
out in 43.
Yeah.
It is a
blocking those northbound lanes.
Because it's if I'm picturing right there, the trees are set back a good ways off 43 there.
They are. I'm not sure. It must have been just up towards Thomasville a little bit once you pass that Clark Prep School on the right, but it's four lane and you got that turning lane in the middle too. So it said it was completely blocking the northbound lanes. Pretty good winds and like you said, some possible tornadic activity last night.
With daylight this morning, we'll get more pictures coming in from up there and talk about it. I know there's folks that listen to us chime in at North Washington County, Clark County, and if you're up there and you see some of that, let us know if, what kind of damage you're seeing up there, because that's kind of, I think, an untold story overnight, what happened up there. Just because it didn't happen down in Mobile and Baldwin County, it's just to the north of us
where
we had this severe weather. Also coming up, we'll give you the rest of that story from The Sun, talking about those TBIs, and also one of our texters talks about living with TBIs. We'll get to that after the Moon Pie Minute. It's the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Bradner.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Toomey's Mardi Gras Store, with everything to make your Mardi Gras special. Moon pies, beads, masks, and more. Toomey's, where shopping is only half the fun. Two locations, Mobile and Daphne, or online at toomeysmardigras.com. At Toomey's, it's Mardi Gras every day.
What is a tableau? Mardi Gras parades are on the streets, but where are the mass balls held? Ball venues have changed as the dance music and the bands that provide the evening entertainments have changed. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
Be the talk of your parade this year. Toomey's Mardi Gras store can make that happen. With over 100 new items in stock, you'll see the best selection of throws in town. Decorate your entryway or party room with fantastic Mardi Gras decor, costume accessories, fun wigs, masks, even t-shirts. Find everything Mardi Gras at Toomey's Mardi Gras stores in Mobile, the Eastern Shore Center, or shop and order online at toomeysmardigras.com. Layaway available. Shop the original Toomey's Mardi Gras store, where it's Mobile Mardi Gras every day.
A tableau is when costumed Mystic Society members put on a short skit to illustrate the evening's theme. While themes and tableaus were once taken from Greek or Roman mythology, these days the mythology is no longer, and a theme might be something like Stranded in Mobile, the lost episode of Star Trek. Balls were once held on waterfront wharves and hotel ballrooms in Fort Whiting near Brooklyn. Since the mid-1960s, much of the dancing has been done at the Mobile Civic Center. City plans to tear down or modernize the 55-year-old facility circulate regularly. But like Mark Twain once said about reports of his demise, so far the reports are greatly exaggerated. During the big band era, music from Glenn Miller, Guy Lombardo, or Lester Lanning's band, with help from Mobile's Bill Wagman, entertained. Now rock and roll bands have mostly replaced the big bands. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check fmtalk1065 website. I'm Rennie Brabner. This has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, fair the accidents they've got. State troopers still on the scene of the accident off of Spice Pond and Haggerty Lane. A car left the roadway, struck a tree. That's with injuries. And again, very foggy this morning. Half mile to quarter mile visibility in Mobile and Pensacola, mostly along south of I-10 as well. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. With new roofs and roof repairs, get a free quote by calling 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I just want to circle back on this story, and this is important because of what we're just learning, about TBIs. And think about the team of veterans that rode across the Atlantic the second year for Team Fight or Die. One of the things they're bringing attention to and studying is TBI. They're all service members. I know, like Evan Stratton, that talked to us a couple times, did multiple tours in Afghanistan. Marine in Afghanistan. He saw a lot. And he saw his friends dealing with TBIs as well. And there's new study going in in Colorado at, I think, the University of Denver in Colorado. They're studying specifically TBIs to be able to go beyond the knowledge we have now. So that's with that being said, now they're talking about maybe 109 injuries after the missile strikes that at first looked like they kind of missed the base. And while they did miss the bases where the U.S. troops were no direct hit on those troops, but the concussion of the shock of those missiles has resulted in these cases of TBI. And they're talking about 109 of them now. The majority have been returned to service. That's great news. But there's still some that are out with this. It said here in this story from The Sun, almost 3 million TBI-related emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths were reported in the United States in 2014.
How many?
Listen to this. 3 million.
Wow.
3 million. Now, unless that's a misprint, that is unreal. 3 million TBI-related emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths. Now, then not everybody was dead, but 3 million people went to the hospital. for TBI.
You know,
we're what, 353 million in the United States, thereabout?
Yes.
That's a very big number compared to the population. That really was, and that can happen. Listen, TBI has happened on the football field, happened in the battlefield, that happened in a car wreck, you know.
That's exactly what I was wondering. You know, not knowing a whole lot about the different stages of traumatic brain injuries, I wonder how this relates to some of the hits we've seen on the football field.
Absolutely.
And even in not just this specific case, but war zones in general, how many of our soldiers have TBIs after being in a firefighter? Because it seems like that would be fairly easy to get if you're in a war zone.
Well,
you've got artillery.
Yes, if there's anything concussive, right?
Right. And I mean, it sounds horrid. That is to have migraines like that for the rest.
Yeah, symptoms include headaches, dizziness, sensitivity to light, and nausea. Complications can lead to seizures, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and cranial nerve injuries. You know, we've seen this too with our warriors coming home, and also football players. Mm-hmm. And you get around some of the older pro football players and realize there's a commonality in what I'm guessing is a TBI.
Yeah.
It's something that very serious here, and I think the number, it said Pentagon data indicates since 2000, approximately 408,000 service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. And think about that number nationally. 3 million a year visit the hospital emergency room for some sort of TBI. That's not all, obviously, for war. It's football or car wreck or something else, but this is something I'm glad they're studying. I know on the text line, Lisa said, I actually had a TBI, and they're horrid. They do not magically disappear. I'm plagued with severe migraines, and sometimes they're debilitating. My prayers that our servicemen and women do not have to live with those the way many of us are forced to. It also causes severe depression. Mm. So I just want to, you know, while we didn't see, you know, the missile strike happen, we didn't see, you know, people coming out on stretchers maybe the same way you would think. Over 100 suffering from TBI. Thank goodness the majority of them back in and are doing well now. But just an eye-opener on that. All right, 647, we'll check news coming up. Also in sports, it's a big, well, it's close enough to a big deal for Auburn, I would say. I mean, they're close. They're just about to break the seal on the top 10, right?
Yeah, they're sitting right behind the top 10, but didn't move up after a week with some big wins.
I'll talk about that and more coming up with sports with Dalton next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe. President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our President.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as presiding judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
This News 5, FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Spanish Fort is looking for a new police chief for the second time in less than 3 months. Chief Kenny Hall took over for retired Chief David Edgar late last year. We're working to find out why he's leaving after only a few weeks on the job. The open position is posted on the city's website. A Democratic presidential hopeful made a stop in Alabama on Monday. Mike Bloomberg spoke to voters in Montgomery. Most Democratic contenders are campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of today's primary, but Bloomberg said he wanted to focus on red states that often elect Republican candidates. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Good morning, 651 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday was an important day in the recovery process for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he prepares to enter the NFL. Tua had a CT scan 3 months after fracturing his hip in Alabama's 38-7 win over Mississippi State, and the diagnosis was as, quote, positive as possible, according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. Rappaport tweeted yesterday that Tua's hip fracture has healed, the hip and its range of motion is good, and it'll likely be another month before he's cleared for football activities as expected. He continued that if Tua's health continues this way, the expectation is for a very good medical exam at the NFL Combine. LSU's found their replacement for passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who left the Tigers last month to join the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. Longtime NFL coach Scott Linehan is reportedly headed to Baton Rouge to take over as the new passing game coordinator. Linehan was coach for the St. Louis Rams, also offensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions, and most recently, the Dallas Cowboys. 1 month away from conference tournaments in basketball, and in the latest AP Top 25 poll, not much movement in the top 10. Baylor remains ranked first, Gonzaga second, and Kansas third. Seton Hall, the only team to move into the top 10, and they are at number 10. And the biggest surprise, Auburn remains ranked 11th for the second week in a row. Kentucky moved up 3 spots to number 12, and LSU drops to number 25. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the ZellaCityTax.com traffic center, we've got a pretty foggy start. Half mile to quarter mile visibility in Mobile and Pensacola. It's just wrapping up an accident now at Spice Pond and Haggerty Lane, where a car left the roadway and struck a tree. Beyond that, we look good on the way in this morning. Coastal Traffic and Scamp Entertainment are proud to bring you Dennis DeYoung, the original singer of Styx, to the Pensacola Sanger Theater Friday night, February 21st, for the 40th anniversary of the Grand Illusion album. Go to Ticketmaster.com, use the promo code SCAMP, and save 25% on your tickets. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday morning. Yes, some severe weather to our north, Washington and Clark County. They dealt with it yesterday afternoon and evening. Now I got the calls in the middle of the Cub Scout meeting. We were working on birdhouses last night.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and we got the call there. So a buddy of mine's like, you in the woods, get out of the stand. I'm like, no, I'm at Cub Scout, so I'm okay. But, yeah, so we'll get some more assessment after daylight up there and probably get more pictures in down here. It really looks like it's Wednesday night into Thursday morning, says Dr. Bill Williams. We'll see the best chance at severe weather. We'll talk to him more about that coming up in just a little bit. And I got to tell you, coming off of sports, when it is an amazing thing to me. Youth and being strong. I mean, you're talking about Tua and his recovery, and he's back to being ready, and he's healed. He had his hip dislocated.
fractured.
And he's back.
They said the bone is healed.
That is unreal.
Now he's got to work on everything around it, get back to full speed.
That is unreal. For like old folks like me or something like that, we'd be down for 5 years with that. Wow. All right, coming right back. Hour number two.